Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Witches and Wedding Cake by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Anytime the afternoon of the 16th will work, I said into my cell phone. Just shoot me a quick text when you're on your way so I can make sure someone is there to meet you. The Honeybee Bakery's landline rang on the desk. I quickly reached over to lower the volume, knowing Aunt Lucy or Uncle Ben would answer the call out front. And you'll return to pick up everything on Monday, then? Okay. Oh, I wanted to make sure you're supplying an extra long table for the caterers as well. And the tablecloth for that, too? Perfect. Thank you so much. I ended the call and spun the office chair to face Mungo. My Cairn Terrier, and Witch's familiar, had been listening to my end of the conversation with interest. Well, that's the last detail, little guy. Stick a fork in it. The wedding planning is officially done. I grinned, almost giddy with relief. It had been a whirlwind 3 months after Declan and I had finally set the date. But now, the carriage house renovations were finished. Well, except for the interior of the garage. But that could wait. The new sofa and chairs had been delivered the previous afternoon, so our guests wouldn't be wandering around an empty living room during the reception, which was doubling as a housewarming party. The ceremony would take place in the evening, and the weather was predicted to be on the cooler side for August in Savannah, with highs in the 80s. Add in plenty of awnings and cooling drinks, and most of the party would be in the backyard. Finally, I'd just reconfirmed the delivery of the outdoor furniture and linens from Vintage Event Rentals. Briskly, I brushed my hands together. Done, done, done. And Mama said I couldn't...